GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's funny, on our WVOMFM.com question of the day, talking about Governor Mills and the comment about becoming carbon neutral by 2045, a listener wrote to us, can we first take care of our roads and bridges? And this kind of falls in line with it. State Senator Brad Farron, he's not in the Pine Tree State this morning, George. He's on business out of state, but the Republican from Somerset County is still taking time to dial in on the PDQ or telephone line and talk with us. He's on line three right there.
Yeah, what got you out of the town of Norridgewock? I mean, my goodness, it's good. The leaves are turning.
I know, George. It's beautiful. I was going through Canaan the other day, and I started to see him turn, but unlike some folks in Augusta, I have a full-time job that keeps me busy as well and got to pay the bills.
We understand.
Paying the bills, that's what we like to do in Maine.
So we're trying to figure out, Augusta, I guess, is trying to find a better way to spend what little money we have for roads and bridges, and it involves, well, not the transportation committee that you're on, it's a transportation commission, Brad?
Yeah, there was at the end of last session, there was a bill put forward by Representative Martin that to take a look at how we fund and also to identify the short holes in our roads and bridges, and you could say shortfalls, but potholes as well. And it's a 15-member commission. I think there's four legislators on it. Four or five legislators. There's some people from the industry, from the public sector, from the private sector, and basically just throwing everything up there and trying to identify the issues that we have, not just funding, but also where we're falling behind in the money that we are spending.
Yeah, I guess Bill Diamond is the chair of this commission. It's kind of interesting. The one thing that we hear from people more than anything else on this program at times is the road in front of my house sucks. I mean, that's probably the number one issue at times. Can't they fix that hole in front of my house? I know I worked on one all summer to get our town to fix one thing that was tearing my muffler off. But our roads hit the wintertime, and there's a lot of reasons we have bad roads at times.
So, George, I got to tell you, I've told this story in the last week three or four times, but part of my district is all the way up to Jackman, the Canadian border, and I'm nervous going up there. I was up there a couple weeks ago, and every time I go, they threaten to duct tape me and put me in the back of the trunk and take me on that stretch of 201 from Jackman, the Canadian border, which is supposed to be one of our through fares, which you're pretty lucky if you can go 35 miles an hour over. So I think everybody feels that. You know, part of this commission, we've had our first meeting, right? And the first setup of the meeting, and you mentioned Senator Diamond. I've served with Senator Diamond on the Transportation Commission Committee. This is my second time, and I got the utmost respect for. And teeing up the conversation was, first of all, was identifying the problem. As most folks know right now, we just passed a bond out of the legislature that folks will have a chance to vote on for borrowing another $105 million. We've been borrowing $100 million for a number of years now, and people think that kind of solves the problem. What we heard by teeing up this problem and having the discussion is that in addition to that $100 million from DOT's consensus, we're running between $120 and $140 million just on maintenance and keeping up what we have. You know, the idea of bonding is for large, major capital jobs. We're bonding for routine maintenance and repairs, and we're falling behind on that, I think, as every Mainer knows.
On the telephone with us, out of state, but talking a Maine issue, State Senator Brad Farron, the Republican of Somerset County. Before we get to surpluses and how much money we're spending and I'll say investing in our roads and bridges, let us ask you first, Brad, if we built them right, they'd last a whole lot longer. But it doesn't seem that we want to make the investment to build the road as strong as it could be so it would last as long as it could. Am I off the mark on that one? Am I off the road?
No, I don't think you are. And that's one of the conversations, like I said, we had with this setting the problem up, is that for a number of years now, you know, we've been doing a lot of this capital pavement, you know, basically the skinny mix and the overlay to try to extend that life out. To do a total rebuild is very expensive. And when we haven't this administration, the previous administration, we have not raised that baseline spending on our roads and bridges. All politicians talk about, you know, we need better spending on our infrastructure. But, you know, unless you're on the Transportation Committee, we say, you know, roads and bridges aren't sexy, and people forget about it afterwards. And it's been pretty well flatline spending for the Department of Transportation for a number of years now.
And bridges. We have to throw bridges in there at times, too. We've worried about bridges in this state. We have a lot of mileage in the state. I was looking, we're about twice as much as New Hampshire, for instance. New Hampshire often gets credit for being more ahead of us or whatever, but we've got a lot of roads in Maine.
Exactly, George, and that's one of the things that's not fair when people do compare population to Maine and New Hampshire and then the condition of the roads. We have, I think you're very accurate, close to twice the amount of roads in the state of Maine, so that's not a fair assessment to do that comparison.
How about what we have running over those roads? We had a timber industry that was... used to be a lot more thriving than it is now. And we knew that the way the big rigs tore up like Route 15 through George Orrington, for instance, but we're not seeing that much traffic. I wonder if we're starting to see better roads than what we were used to back then.
Yeah. You know, that's a tough question to answer. I can tell you what the DOT does, and this is the other thing, right? We have the roads that the state is responsible for, and then we have the roads that municipalities are responsible for. And sometimes I know I get calls from constituents about road conditions, and the first thing you got to find out is who's responsible for maintaining or constructing those roads, because sometimes those lines get blurred as well.
Yeah, we've seen all kinds of proposals through the years. A road use charge. I mean, some states have gone to that. I think down in Delaware, I think they did something like that. I've been on a couple of roads where actually you have to pay to get on the road, but that doesn't seem to be a solution here for Maine.
Well, George, I'll tell you, the next step is the next meeting that we're having. So the first thing, like I said, was to identify the problem. And we're running, if you want to include the bonds, we're running between $250 to $140 million behind if you take the bonds out of there. So the next problem is, where does the money come from now? And part of this was to you know, I hear from a lot of folks, well, if the money from the gas tax went to roads and bridges, we wouldn't have a problem. And that's a myth. That the money from the gas tax is 30 cents a gallon. We're about ranked 24th in the country. That goes towards roads and bridges. There was a time when the legislature raided that money and spent it elsewhere, but that hasn't been the case for a number of years. So we wanted to make sure we got the pots right of where the money was. And the next step is to hear some of these ideas, and that's the next meeting. We've got some folks coming in from different states to talk about how they've addressed some of this. And I think it's easy to have that conversation and look at that. I mean, we talked a little bit about hybrids and electric vehicles. We the governor's talking about pushing that. That lowers the gas tax. Some states put a fee on hybrids and gas tax. Electric vehicles. I think that's something we got to take a look at. That's not going to do anything to solve the short-term problem. I think there's less than 500 electric vehicles, you know, registered in the state now. Some people talk about raising the gas tax. Well, you know, I personally look at the gas tax as kind of a regressive tax. When I talk about, you know, my folks up in Jackman, it's 70 miles one way to a Walmart, not a service center, to a Walmart. And it's one of the poorest counties in the state, and I don't see that's going to solve anything, especially when every penny only raises about $7.5 million. So that's not going to solve our problem.
We've touched on it in our conversation already, but talk to us about the surpluses that we've enjoyed since, I think, 2012, 2013, maybe 2014. Have we done a good job of investing what we got in the bank for what we need on the roads?
No, I'll tell you this right out of the gate, Rick. I mean, that's one of the things that comes up out of it. Since 2013, we've had surpluses of about $700 million, and none of that money has been appropriated towards the highway fund. And I was asked a question the other day about, you know, is this commission looking at trying to set something up for the next legislature, or is this something that, you know, we can address more quickly? And, you know, there's not a lot of secrets under the dome down there in Augusta, and already talk, here we are in September, and they're already talking about a surplus budget when we go back in January of upwards of $300 million. And I think, you know, I'd throw a challenge out there is let's see what leadership and the administration talking about our roads and bridges, how much of that surplus could we apply? I don't think you'd get a lot of pushback from legislators and or the constituents if we had a plan on how this money was going to be applied. I'll throw something else to you. Former Rep. Wayne Perry back put a bill forward that we talk about use taxes, and I think George was talking about that a little bit, in, you know, miles per use and some of the other things. I think there's a lot simpler way, and that might be if we took the sales tax. This was in 2015. If we took the sales tax from new and used vehicles and put it to the highway fund as opposed to the general fund, that would have been $140 million. And who uses, I mean, those are the vehicles that are using the roads and bridges.
Yeah.
Well, there's no question it takes money. Rick gets to travel a lot. I travel a lot. One of the things I notice immediately when I travel in some places is how smooth their roads are. But then I have to realize, yeah, but they don't have winter. I only go places that don't have winter. But how bad are our roads on a scale of 0 to 10? What do you think?
Below, so the DOT, not to get, you know, this is part of that briefing we had, right? They categorize the roads by miles traveled, and we had a discussion about also should we be looking at them as commerce? You know, you talk about the logging stuff. Rick, that 201 corridor, yep, is a lifeblood for Central Maine and down through. I got a call from the wood purchaser at Sappy talking about how the conditions of the roads was affecting wood they were getting into the mill. So it affects our economy drastically, especially that way. George, I'd on a scorecard, I'd be pulling this out. I'd say we're probably about a C. Probably a C. We need to spend more money. There is a problem. Republicans, Democrats, representatives, senators, private industry, everybody agrees we are not spending enough money on our roads and bridges.
You know, nothing makes someone stick to their budget better than if you give them cash in their pocket, then send them to the grocery store. And then when it comes time to pay, they have to take those bills out of their pocket and lay them down. And they got a lot less in their Levi's jeans than when they walk out. If we actually had to put transportation projects in our budget each year and not go to bond, I wonder if that would really get us looking at the dollars and cents a lot closer, Brad.
Well, Rick, I'll tell you this. One of the little tricks I've heard down there, and I've seen, you know, I'm in my third term now, the first time in the Senate, is that, you know, the way the legislature uses bonding is kind of, we talk about having to have a balanced budget in the state of Maine, which is true. We do. But the way administrations and the legislature gets around that is that they put the bonds out because they can say we still passed a balanced two-year budget, mm-hmm, and then throw these bonds out there that don't count against that. And to me, that's not being very, you know, honest with the taxpayers of Maine when you say we have a balanced budget, but then you go and, you know, try to borrow $139 or $189 million.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.